got the priestess for hey, mission of Bays, Rabbi Akiva Machayev a Safi Milos Asham Talib. Rabbi Akiva Machayev, somebody who has a Safi, whether he was Maul from Hegdish, to bring an Asham Talib. As a dinner, there's somebody who was Maul from Hegdish, who benefited from Hegdish. He has to give a Karen Machayev to Hegdish, the principal, the amount he benefited, plus an additional Chaymish, a fifth, to Hegdish. Plus, he has to bring an Asham. And if he has a Safi, he doesn't know for sure whether he was Maul from Hegdish, according to Rabbi Akiva, he would bring an Asham Talib. But Chachamim Pater, a person with a suffix, whether he's Maul from Hegdish, from bringing an Asham Tali. The reason being is, according to the Chachamim, the Din of Asham Tali is only by a suffix Chiyav Chatzis. If somebody has a suffix, whether he did an Aver, in which there is a Chiyav Chatzis for, in such a case, he would bring an Asham Tali. But in this case, he has a suffix, whether he's Chayav and Asham, and somebody with Maul from Hegdish brings an Asham, not a Chatzis. According to the Chachamim, there is no Din for somebody with a suffix to bring an Asham Tali. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, she'ain maybe es mi lasso. Rabbi Akiva does admit, though, in such a case, if somebody has a suffix, whether he was Maul from Hegdish, that he doesn't have to bring Me'ilasso, meaning to say the Karen V'chomer, the principal, plus additional fifth that he has to give from Hegdish, that he does not have to give Hegdish until he knows for sure that he did the Aver, that he was Maul Bavade from Hegdish, then he would bring the Mila, the Karen V'chomer, plus he would bring his Asham Vade. It didn't. That even somebody who brings in Nashim Talo, if he finds out later on that he did that very, he still has to bring his Chakas, and in this case, he would have to bring his Asham. And you can't bring your Asham by Me'ila until you give the Karen V'chomer. The Karen V'chomer is given first, and then you can bring your Asham. And in this case, that he doesn't have to bring an Asham body, he brings only an Asham Talo, he doesn't have to give the Karen V'chomer yet. He can bring the Asham Talo. And then if he finds out later on that he did that very, then he can bring his Karen V'chomer and his Asham body. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Malah Zeh Mevi Shtei Ashamot. Rabbi Tarfon agrees with Rabbi Akiva that somebody has a suffix, whether he was Maul from Hegdish, has to bring an Asham Talib. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, you can save yourself from bringing the second Asham. As when you find out later on that you did do that there, you have to bring an Asham Vada. And Rabbi Tarfon says, why should we put the person in a situation where, after he brings his Asham Talib, he might end up having to bring a second Asham also? Ela Yavi Me'ila B'chumsha B'yavi Asham B'shnei Slum. Instead, according to Rabbi Tarfon, before you bring your Asham Talib, you should give the Karen B'chaymesh to a Hegdish. And then you should bring an Asham B'shnei Slum that's worth two Slum. As an Asham that you bring has to be worth at least two Slum. The Yomer and the person should say when he brings his Asham, Im Vadai Ma'alti Zumi Lasi V'zeh Ashami. If the truth is that I did do the Me'ila, right now he has a suffix. So he said, if Kapi Shmaya Gaya, if the MS is that I was Maul from Hegdish, then here's my Karen B'chomesh, and this should be an Asham Vada, not an Asham Talib. As Asham Vada, you cannot bring until you give your Karen B'chomesh, so therefore you have to give your Karen B'chomesh first, and then you say that if the truth is that I was Maul from Hegdish, then this should be my Asham Vada, the Asham that is brought for somebody who's Maul from a Hegdish. V'im Safek Hamos Nedava V'Asham Talib. But if it's a Safek, meaning to say, if it turns out that I never find out whether I was Maul from Hegdish or not, then the most that I'm giving to Hegdish, I'm not chayiv to give to Hegdish, but it would be a nedava to Hegdish. I'm giving it as a gift to Hegdish. And the Asham should be an Asham taller than I'm chayiv to bring for the Safek Me'ila. And this way, even if you find out later on that he for sure was Maul from Hegdish, he would not have to bring another Asham. As the Asham that he already brought would be considered an Asham Vada, as he said that if I was Maul from Hegdish, it should be an Asham Vada. So now he has saved himself from bringing another Asham when he finds out that he did the Avera, and if he never finds out that he did the Avera, then the Asham that he brought would be an Asham Tala, and he would not be chayav to bring another Asham. Shemimin, Shehu, maybe Al Hoda, maybe Al Hoda. The Mishnah explains, why can you only do this trick in this case, that you have a Safek, whether you're a Maul from Hegdish? You can't do this trick in any other case, when you have a Safek, whether you did an Avera, in which there is a Chiyav Chazis. The answer is, because in this case, the same Min that you bring, if you know for sure you did the Avera, Al Hoda, meaning that you know for sure you did the Avera, is the same in that you bring Alohoda, in this case, that you have a suffix, whether you did the Avera or not. They're both Ashamot. So therefore, since you have to bring an Asham in either case, whether it's a suffix or whether it's a Vada, why bring two Ashamot? Bring one Asham Al Pnai. But in a case in which you have a suffix, whether you did an Avera and which there's a Chiyav Chatzis for, you can't bring an Asham Talui Al Pnai and say that if I find out later on that I did the Avera, then this should be a Chatzis. And if I never find out, it should be an Asham Talui. As the Asham and a Chatzis are two different meanings. A Chatzis is an Akeva. You bring an Akeva for a Chatzis. And an Asham is a Zachar. You bring a Zachar for an Asham. So therefore, you can't make it tonight that if I find out later on that I did that Avera, it should be a Chatzis. And if not, it should be an Asham. And how can this be a Chatzis? It's a Zachar. And a Zachar cannot be brought for a chassis. Therefore, you have no choice but to bring the usham kaloi, and then if you find out later on that you did the aver, then you would have to bring a chassis, as opposed to this case, since both the usham kaloi and the usham bari are the same men, you can bring it out tonight. The Sefer Kriyas Berakhei Mishnah Gimel Amar LeRabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tarfon. And there was a machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah by somebody who was suffering mile from Hegdish. He had to suffer whether he benefited from Hegdish. So Rabbi Akiva says it's chayav to bring an Ashram Talib, but he doesn't have to bring his Karam B'chomesh right away. The Ashram Talib could be brought before he brings his Karam B'chomesh, and if he would find out later on that he was mile from Hegdish, he would bring his Karam B'chomesh and he would bring an Ashram Bari. But Rabbi Tarfon says it's better that he should put himself in a situation where he doesn't have to bring a second Ashram. He should bring his Karen B'chomesh right away, as he cannot bring an Ashram Bari without first giving the Karen B'chomesh. And then he should bring an Ashram and make a Tanai and say that if I find out that I was Mal from Hegdish, then my Ashram should be an Ashram Bari. And if I never find out, it should be an Ashram Talib. And that way he doesn't have to bring two Ashramas, as even if he finds out later on that he was Mal from Hegdish, he wouldn't have to bring a second Ashram. And Rabbi Kivin responded to Rabbi Tarfon, Nirm Varecha B'mila Mu'adza. I agree with your words if he was Mal B'mu'ad. It was only mal a small amount, so the Karen B'chomesh is not that much. So therefore, you're right, it's better off bringing the Karen B'chomesh right away and bringing only one Asham al Tanai, and that way he would save himself from bringing a second Asham. But that's only if there's only mal a small amount. The Karen B'chomesh is not a large amount. Hare Shabbat, Yado Safik Mila B'mea Mana. But if he has a Safik Mila of 100 Mana, that is a Safik that maybe he benefited from Hector's 100 Mana work, that the Karen B'chomesh is a very large amount. Lo yafa lo shiyabi asham b'shteislam v'al yabi safik mila b'meah mana. Isn't he better off that he's putting himself in a situation where he might have to bring a second asham for 2 slots? That's better than having to give safik mila of 100 mana. And in order to do the trigger, Rabbi Tarfon, you first have to give your Karen b'chayman. As Rabbi Tarfon holds, you bring an asham al tanai, then it might be an asham vade, not an asham tal. An asham vade cannot be brought until you give the Karen b'chayman to Hegdish. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, that you give the Karen B'chomesh first, you might end up losing this entire Me'a Mana, as it could be that you never were Mal from Hegdish, and the Me'a Mana plus the Chomesh is a Nidaba. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you're better off putting yourself in a situation where you might lose 2 slum, meaning to say you might have to bring an extra Ashram if you find out later on that you did the Avera. Better to risk those 2 slum than to risk the Me'a Mana plus a Chomesh. So the Mishnah continues, Hamode Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Tarfon, B'mila Mu'etes. One thing we do see here, Rabbi Akiva does agree with Rabbi Tarfon in such a case that the Mila that you did was a small amount. As in such a case, Rabbi Tarfon is correct that you're better off bringing Ashram al Tanai, even though in such a case you would have to bring the Karen B'chomesh first. Since the Mila is Mu'etes, it's better to give that Karen B'chomesh and save yourself from bringing Ashram later on. That way, you save yourself a possible loss of 2 slum, the amount that the second Ashram would cost you. But in such a case that you are mal a very large amount, you're better risking the 2 slum of the second Ashram than to risk the entire amount of the Karen B'chomesh that you benefited. So Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Tarfon if you are mal a small amount, and disagrees if you are mal a large amount. Ha'isha she'ivia chatzis ov safek. A woman that deals lettuce, she miscarried, and she doesn't know if what she miscarried has a din of a blot, and she tries to bring the korban of your lettuce, which is an ola and a chatzis, a kevet lola, and a tor ben yonah birth for a chatzis. So she would have to bring her kabbanis mitzvah. She would bring the kevis for an ola, and she would make a tanah that if I'm chayiv to bring a korban your lettuce, then it should be for my chol. And if I'm not chayiv, the ola should be a nedava, then the ola should be brought as a nedava. While the chatzis ola cannot be brought out tanah, the chatzis cannot be brought as a nedava, you can only bring a chatzis if you're chayiv to bring a chatzis. So the chatzis ola would be brought mitzvah and would not be eaten by the kornet. And the chatzis ola, which is brought mitzvah, cannot be eaten, as Malika is done to an oath that is brought as a korban, and Malika is only matar kachim to be eaten, not chulin. As Malika that is done to chulin would be considered a nevela, shechita has to be done to an oath that's not brought as a korban. Therefore, in this case, that we're not sure that shechai is a chatas, and Malika is done to the chatas misafek, the kohen cannot eat the oath. Imachelo nimlaka noda la sheyol devada. Tasten avara. If before the Malika is done to the chatas oath, she finds out that what she miscarried does have a din of a blot, and she is chayav to bring the korban of your lettuce, then the chatzis oath can be brought b'toras vaday, like a regular chatzis oath, and can be eaten by the kohanim. Shemimin shehi mevi'a alo hoda, mevi'a al hoda. The Mishnah explained, why did she change the chatzis oath from a suffix to a vaday? The Mishnah answers, because the same min that is brought alo hoda, that she brings when she's a suffix, whether she's chayav to bring a chatzis oath, that's the same min that is brought al hoda, when she knows for sure she's chayav In either case, she brings a tor or ben yonah for her chatas. So therefore, since it's the same min that is brought in either case, she can change it from a suffix to a vade. She finds out before Malika that she's hired to bring the chatas over to vade, then it could be brought to Torah's vade and could be eaten by the corner.